Wow. Guess what?
What?
It's been 2,022 years since Christ gave his life for your sins, Ryan.
Love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Amen. God, for sending your one and only Son to then spread his Holy Spirit into us.
Thank you for sending your one and only Son to be viciously slaughtered in front of a crowd.
It was beautiful.
The crucifixion of Christ was beautiful.
Picture the sunset. A man dribbled with blood.
Gasping for breath as he asphyxiated on the cross. And then when they stabbed his liver with the spear.
They did, and water came out.
Does that really happen?
And it made a sound.
Then Christ up there farting on the cross.
That stinks. Then he slapped Jesus on his fucking plump little ass.
He goes,
and it jiggled a little bit. And Jesus went, oh.
He went, oh, oops. Yeah.
Every time he farts, his like cheeks flutter.
Well, we're starting out the first episode of 2022 talking about Christ farting on the cross.
Disrespecting the Lord.
But
how else are we going to start the year? Oh, yeah. I got COVID.
Oh!
Over Christmas holiday.
God damn.
I know.
How was it for you? What would you give it out of 5 stars?
I did not like it. I got achy.
Got achy?
Felt like an old person. I felt, you know, like an old person, like a 35-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Arthritis and shit like
that?
Yeah.
I had a fever.
Yeah. Oh, you had a fever.
Had a cough.
Oh.
Had congestion.
So you actually got symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had your booster?
No.
Oh, that might be why then.
I was going to get it like at a Walmart in South Carolina because you can just walk in and fucking get it because apparently no one's really getting it in mm-hmm. South Carolina.
Oh, I didn't see like. Because I was usually the only person wearing a mask when I would go somewhere in South Carolina.
And I didn't get it through, like, travel or anything. Well, technically, I guess I did. I got it because I visited a friend in Atlanta. I drove to Atlanta from Greenville. No, Greenville. Yes, I got it right the first
time. From Greenville to Atlanta.
From yes.
You got that Atlanta Omicron, dude.
I did.
That shit's wild, man.
And a buddy had someone staying with him. Like a few days before we arrived, and then he tested positive after we already visited. And then it's
so contagious. It's yeah. This strain, Omicron. Like I know so many people now that have it. Because like the other ones, every now and then, like even with Delta, it'd be like, oh shit, did you hear that they have it? And it's like, oh really? And now it's like, oh, this person has it, and so does this one. Oh, okay.
I did test positive.
Yeah.
So it is official.
Yeah.
I have it now. I screen capped it. I'm like, this is history, baby.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. I didn't know this, that after you test positive, you're not supposed to keep getting tested to make sure, because you can stay positive for like 5 months.
Yeah.
So I spent,
you should just follow the 10 to 14 day.
Yep. Which is now 5 days because
it's 5 days to get people back to work.
Which the virus doesn't care about that. So.
No, it doesn't.
Did you see like Delta and stuff were like requesting the CDC like right before they made it 5 days? They were like requesting like, can you please make it 5 days? And then the CDC made it 5 days right after that.
They went pretty pleased with sugar or with money on top.
We'll give you some Sky Miles.
Ooh. 10,000 Dude, I have some Delta Sky Miles.
I do too, man. I haven't logged a lot. I have flights that I haven't logged in my account I got to do.
But I used American this time to get home because Delta's expensive
AA Advantage,
as fuck.
Baby. You know?
Yeah.
They all got their fucking Sky Miles. Yeah, can people transfer Sky Miles? Can any fans give us Sky Miles?
I don't know.
Can we just get Sky Miles from people? Here's 300,000 Sky Miles. Thanks, guys. That'd be kind of cool if you could do that.
But the Delta variant is the bad one. Is the bad
That's the one where you get real sick. But Omicron's way more contagious. Well, I'm scared about
it. I probably just got it. Omicron.
That's what everyone is getting right now. I wonder.
I spent like Christmas and Christmas Eve just in quarantine with a bunch of friends because we all got it from each other. It was like me, 4 other people.
That's fun though.
Yeah.
As long as you don't feel like absolute shit. I didn't have any symptoms. There were like 2 days where I felt like kind of achy and just mainly I just got really fucking tired, more so than I normally do, which is already really tired. So, and also I noticed when I'd go up like the stairs, I'd get like real winded real quick.
Oh yeah.
But now I don't have any. Lasting. I had a cough for a really long time and a runny nose for like 2 months after, but now that's gone. So
I had a good bit of congestion afterwards, but I feel like I'm pretty much back to normal. My voice is probably still somewhat affected. It's still a bit affected by it.
I just thought it was weird that I had the runny nose and the cough for like 2 months. It wouldn't go away, but then it's gone now. But yeah, man. Well, welcome to the club.
100% of Super Mega has gotten COVID. Coronavirus.
Has Justin?
You're right.
I don't think Justin has. So we got to change that.
True.
Okay. Do you see how many cases are getting reported a day? Like new cases for COVID with Omicron?
How many?
Let me look at it. I saw the number and I was
You ask me as if I know, and then you don't have the correct answer.
Maybe
I just saw the headline.
New COVID.
I saw that like 7,000 flights were canceled or some shit like that.
What about flu water? This is the biggest spike ever.
Entertain the people as I go find my water.
Okay.
I said entertain them.
Worldwide, new cases.
I thought the bitch was white.
Speaking of white bitches, dude.
That's one of my favorite meltdowns.
Who did that?
Roseanne.
Oh, that's right. I
thought she was white. I thought the bitch was white.
Dude, I have horrible insomnia. And, you know, one of the options for that is Ambien. And legit, Roseanne is the entire reason I've stayed away from trying Ambien. Because I'm like, what if I get on Twitter when I'm on Ambien?
Could Ambien sue her because she said she was on Ambien and used it as an excuse?
It's just a sedative. So it just kind of makes you like, you know, when you go to the hospital and like they pump you full of sedatives and you're kind of loopy.
But Joe Rogan probably says mixed it with that alcohol. Ambien. Oh, yeah.
I guarantee she was mixing it with alcohol.
She is a drunk.
Yeah, she is. She's got a fat ass too.
Oh yeah, baby.
U.S. counts
still
over
parties.
2 days ago, 1 million new daily cases in one day.
Nice
in the U.S.
Just the United States.
Yeah. Mm. So, y'all enjoy
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Wonder if we're gonna go into another lockdown with those numbers. This is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah.
I'm just scared if another variant comes around that's like this contagious, but it's like dead.
You know, in the middle of all this, my mom wants to come visit.
She could stay with you.
Yeah, exactly.
She could stay with me if she wants.
I think you could house her, right?
Yeah, I can house her, bro. I got a guest room. You know,
she wouldn't be staying in the guest room, though.
It's a little messy right now, and I don't want to embarrass myself, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's messy because Swagger Souls just stayed in my guest room. Because it was 11 o'clock at night, and I was cleaning my living room, and I get a Discord phone call from Swagger Souls, who I hadn't talked to in, like, about a year or so. So I was like, oh, shit. And he's like, I'm in a predicament. Matt, that's my best Swagger Souls.
You could hear him, his voice reverberating on like the tinny helmet he wears.
Yeah, and he was really putting on the full voice because a lot of people think he doesn't do that voice normally in real life. He does. And in fact,
that's
in
his real voice.
Life, it's actually, he has to tone it down for the videos. But he's like, my flight got canceled. Can I, you got a couch I could crash on? And I was like, sure. Yeah. So he came to my house and he spent the night in my guest room, and we had a wonderful night. We, damn, dude. Ryan just got fucking shocked. I heard that, dude. What the fuck? It's the other switch. Yeah. Sorry, we're playing with the lights, getting them. Ooh, that's some nice atmosphere. Okay.
No, it felt fucking
a little too, like, office.
Like a waiting room.
Yeah, but anyway, we had a great night. We had some drinks, smoked some weed. We, took some vitamins.
And then
I said goodnight, buddy.
And gave him a little kiss goodnight.
Gave him a little kiss goodnight, yep. On the lips, which was a mistake, actually. And then he goes to bed. And then next day he leaves. And then he flies to Australia. And the second he gets to Australia, he messages me. He's like, hey, man, I just tested positive. So you might want to get tested. And I was like, fuck. So, like, he had COVID while he was at my place that whole time. We're hanging out all night.
When was this?
This was over a week ago.
Okay.
I waited like four days, I think, to get tested.
Yeah.
After he said that.
Usually it's like 4 to 5 days.
Yeah. It was within the range, but.
Or 5 to 7 days.
I got tested though and I was negative. So this whole time I thought positive meant like it's positive you don't have it. Yeah, man. I'm positive.
You're
so
positively awesome.
Yeah. So I'm surprised. I guess the booster did its job there because I didn't get. Because right now, I guess I got. Once you have the booster, bro, you and me, we got the antibodies from having it. The natural booster, and then we got the fucking...
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got Moderna, so I'm mixing and matching. I got Pfizer originally, and now I got Moderna. And now they're talking about making us get a fucking fourth one?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's go.
Let's get the fucking jab, dude. Let's go, Brandon. Right?
Yes. Let's go, Brandon.
We were saying earlier, like, it's gotta suck, like, now, like, if you have a son named Brandon...
You can't just go, let's go, Brandon!
At, like, a sporting event without looking like some, like...
Sir?
Let's go, Brandon.
Sir, leave it at home.
No.
This is my son, Brandon. We're just trying to enjoy ourselves.
No, it's no politics. My son, he's out
okay,
there.
Okay, stop mansplaining the situation to me. Sir.
Let's go, B.
Sir.
B, let's go.
Let's go, B.
All right, Brandon. Now, sir, we see what you're still doing. No, no, no. It's my son.
I'm so proud of him. I love you, B.
Fuck, I saw a lot of Let's Go Brandon shirts in South Carolina.
You did?
Yeah.
Damn.
I saw one that
losers.
I saw one that was like,
that's hilarious.
It was like the Obama like logo, but it said Let's Go Brandon. I saw them in Barnes & Noble.
Bunch of goofy motherfuckers they are.
It is very goofy to me.
Yeah, but they weren't the ones wearing pussies on their heads, were they?
Yeah, that's true, Ryan. They didn't have those vaginas on
having
their
a march for women?
Yeah, I'll have a march for women. Marching straight into the bedroom to have some sex.
Woo!
That's right. That's right. I had to carefully word that one so it didn't sound really bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ryan had COVID. I had COVID. He's healed now. You're a little tired today. You got a cough still.
I am. I have a bit of a cough, but that's because I was bad and I hit on some vape while I was gone. A friend had
when I had COVID, I was vaping the whole time I had COVID, and I knew I shouldn't have been doing it, but I was like, this is so bad. But I was stuck at home for 2 weeks, bored as fuck, and I'm like, I'm not choosing this time to break my nicotine addiction because then I'll be even more miserable.
I was just, you know, being in one location for 10 solid days, 10 plus solid days. It was kind of like, you know.
You got to see your friends more.
I did. That was awesome. It was cool because I never got tired of them. They said, like, it's cool how, like, we never ended up killing each other during this. It's like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean.
We just played a lot of Halo, watched some movies.
Ooh.
Took some naps.
Took some naps. Bro, that's what you got to do when you go home for Christmas. I took some naps when I went home. I did not have a fantastic time back home.
No.
Well.
You were bullied?
Well, there was. So. You know, me and my sister and her husband and then all of my cousins, we all stayed in the same house. And I arrived third. So my sister...
In your Mustang that you rented.
Yeah, pulled up, bro.
Skirt!
And, you know, it was like seniority rules. So, like, my oldest cousin and her husband got the master bedroom. My sister and her husband get the guest bedroom.
You're the youngest, I'm assuming.
I mean, there's a guest bedroom upstairs.
Okay.
And I slept in that. But then my cousin Liz flew in, and she's 2 years older than me. So I was like, you can go ahead and have that. There's another room. Somehow my younger cousin gets that room, and I got the fucking couch in the living room,
ooh,
which the fan that's above the couch, and it's a high ceiling. It's like 20-something feet because it's like a big open den living room. And the fan is missing two of the blades because just the week prior, they'd just fallen off while the fan's great, sitting still. And the couch is directly underneath that fan with three more blades on it. And I'm like, I'm going to like just... be asleep and one of these is gonna come just
you're gonna like wake up and like your skull's gonna be caved in.
Yeah, they're gonna come out in the morning like, wake up, Matthew, and it was fucking blood all over the carpet and there's a ceiling fan blade.
Sweet
dreams,
oh my god, the fan.
Yeah, we knew we'd get killed by a fan, but
that was
not
expensive.
This way. Yeah, they'd be pissed, man. My cousin would be mad about that. But yeah, so I slept on the couch. I slept like shit
it's
every single night.
Room.
Incredibly uncomfortable. And then I was just really bored, so I came back on the 26th. So I was really nice seeing my mom.
I was supposed to be back on the 30th. We were supposed to celebrate New Year's together.
I know. But let's just say the Mr. Corona had different plans for you.
He did.
Yeah.
That he did. I didn't get to have any of my grandmother's cooking.
Really?
Nope.
None of her cooking?
None of it.
Fuck, man. She mail you some?
No.
Well, I can maybe do some of your grandmother's cooking. She gets me the recipes.
No, it's fine. My friends luckily are... They make food like they're 50-year-old Southern parents.
That's
the type of food they make. It's like just very Southern comfort food, and it's all so fucking delicious.
You know, like we see our friends our age, like cooking like meals for dinner.
I know.
And I'm like ordering fucking McDonald's, and I'm like, man, I really should start cooking.
I'm having like
so my resolutions. I need to start cooking this year because Postmates is too much waste of money, and also it's just
so
like. I'm just lazy, man. It's like cooking is I have to go buy the ingredients, then I have to measure it out, and I have to stand and
meal
fucking...
prep it.
That's true, but
all in one sitting, all in one go.
Yeah, but, I don't know. It's just easier.
You do have to, I guess.
I've conditioned myself to be lazy. I bet something
you
I'm trying to
make cooking exciting for yourself.
Yeah.
You like
smoke a little crack beforehand.
Last time you ate some bacon, you experimented and put some maple syrup or something on it.
That's true, man. I just gotta get
coming
my...
up with all these wonderful combinations.
I put mayonnaise
genius
on the bacon. Mayonnaise and maple syrup? Holy shit, dude.
Mayonnaise.
That actually might be kind of good. I don't know. like one of those weird things that sounds like disgusting, but it's actually like there's a cheeseburger that has like pickles and peanut butter on it that Dom was telling me about. And I was like, it sounds gross, but it might actually be really good.
I want the apple pan so bad.
Ooh, I want to go back there, man. I could fucking tear up one of those burgers.
Can't though. I was bad over the holidays and I got to get back on the whole regimen.
I have neglected training from the start pretty much. I still haven't really fully started. I've been taking, you know, some sessions, but I haven't fully started my training. So Monday is like the official day that I'm kicking it fully.
But you have gone to like training sessions.
Oh, I've done a handful of sessions, but like in terms of the regimen of exercising to build muscle and like eating correctly and stuff, I haven't been doing that.
I kept it up a bit back when I went back, but then as soon as like I'd say Christmas Eve, I was like, nah.
And I felt discouraged because I was intaking so many more calories than I normally do, like by like 1,000, 2,000 a day, and I didn't gain a single pound. And I was like, what the fuck? But my coach says he knows why. So I got basically what I need to do is
there's a demon inside of you.
It's eating. There's a demon stealing all the fat. No, I know an exorcist.
It's not by the books, though. The Catholic Church hasn't signed off on him in decades.
What?
But he's the only one that I know of.
What?
That is consistent with his exorcisms.
I have a demon inside me? I need to get an exorcism?
His name is Galafa something. It'll cost you $5,000, Matthew, on top of the already thick price of the regimen and training that we already have set forward. Okay. That's another $5,000 a week, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, if I got a demon inside of me, I got to fucking get it out, so.
Now you're going to also have to pay for his gas.
Well, where is he coming from? Why do I have to pay for his gas?
He's coming all the way from Vegas.
What? Well, okay, that's not that far of a drive. That's three, four hours?
That's a lot of gas.
Wow, that's one tank of gas.
Two, he has to drive
no,
back.
No, that's not, okay, that's fair, but why do I have to, I mean, why do I have to pay for the gas? Is that just part of it? I don't have to pay for his, like, hotel or anything, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Unless you wanted to.
No, I don't really want to, but.
I mean, it would be a nice gesture.
Should I? Are you, like, hinting that I
maybe
should?
Maybe also take him out to a nice dinner or something.
Okay.
And I can come, too.
Okay. If that's what's going to make the exorcism better, then.
And your training.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to make the training better, sure. I don't see why not, but I'd like to keep it kind of light. Penny pension this month. So if we could, you know, maybe not like to maybe do like, you know, somewhere upscale, but like, you know, like upper middle class upscale, not like rich, you know, like a nice Italian restaurant, that's maybe like, you know, a glass of wine's like $9. And that's where we're capping it. Like, it's not, you're not going to get like a $15, $20 glass of wine. And scene. Fucking speaking of Dawn, actually, now we can talk about this because the video came out, but someone mailed us that uranium.
Oh yeah,
and it's like a little vial of uranium ore, which is radioactive. Not at like a strong level of radioactivity, but you know it's still radioactive nonetheless.
And Dawn was petrified of this thing.
Dawn's terrified of radiation for some reason.
He would jump if Matt like threw it at him. He'd be like, "Oof!"
Well, I don't know.
Oof, my God!
I don't know why he's so scared of a little radiation.
Doesn't he use a fucking microwave?
Doesn't he use a fucking cell phone? Probably his sex toys emit more radiation when they're up his fucking ass.
Yeah.
Like, but he was terrified of this thing. He's like, dude, radiation fucks you up so bad, dude. Nothing fucks you up like radiation. I'd be like, I know.
That is true.
Yeah, radiation's probably the scariest way to die. Like, radiation is...
I don't wear sunscreen consistently.
I've started. I put a facial moisturizer in sun. I have it on right now. It makes my skin look like it's glowing a little bit more, not as dead. But
the sun's bad for you, but also good.
Mm-hmm. But I'm prone to like moles and freckles, and I already have two scars on the left side of my face, and the sun will just make those worse. So I'm trying to cover them up. But Dawn basically, I kept slipping the vial into his pocket when he wouldn't notice. And then like 2 hours later, he'd reach his hand in his pocket and feel it, and be like, what the? Oh! And like toss it up in the air and be all scared and be like, what? Fuck you, man! Fuck you! So one day, I got Jackson to like distract Dawn, and I slid the vial into his back pocket, and I expected him to like find it in like maybe an hour or two. And this was like 2 days before Thanksgiving, and then Thanksgiving comes, and we had a little Thanksgiving Friendsgiving at the Super Megaplex, and we're all chilling. And I'm sitting there, and it like occurred to me. I was like, oh, wait, did he ever find it? Wait, I wonder if he ever found it. And then I noticed he was wearing the same pants that he was wearing 2 days ago. And I was like, huh. Okay. And I asked Lex. I was like, Lex, because she knew about it from pretty close to the start.
Yeah.
And I was like, did Don find the uranium? She was like, oh, no, he didn't. I forgot about that. And I was like, so is it in his pants right now? Is he like sitting on the uranium? Because the thing said, like, don't let it touch your skin. Like, and then I realized Don is sitting there on the couch with a vial of uranium ore.
With his pocket and his underwear.
His back pocket. So all of his weight is on it, too. So it's even, like, closer to his skin.
It's, like, surrounded by
it. It's radiating directly into his, like, fat tissues and, like, his, like, cells. So basically, but the problem was Don was sitting on the couch by himself because he had taken too much of an edible.
And well, here's the thing. I gave him the right amount. And then he just took some of Lex's and then had a whole nother one just cuz.
Yeah, he had 25 milligrams, which, I mean, and for most people, that'll fuck you up really bad.
Isn't terrible. Like, I can watch a movie. I can go to the movies.
That's the max I've ever done was 25 milligrams, and I was fucking zooted.
Well, that's like 2.5 gummies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I just do half a gummy and I get zooted, but fucking 25, that's 2.5 gummies. I did that once, and I feel like with weed, you hit a point where, like, you only get so high, and then the rest, like, you don't really even notice.
Yeah.
But basically,
but you can get too high.
I hate getting too high, where, I like, my body feels weird, and, like, I just, like, I don't want to be high anymore. But Don had too much, and Don's over there sitting on the couch, like, coming in and out of consciousness, like, rolling his head around, and he looks like he's about to fucking die. And then I was like, wait, what if, like, what if he's not high? What if he has radiation sickness, and, like, he's over there on the couch, like, groaning and rolling around because he's sick from the radiation poisoning. And I started to get really scared. I was like, fuck. Because now at this point, when he finds out it's been in his pants for like 48 hours, touching his skin, he's couldn't actually get mad at me. I was like, I gotta tell him. And Lex was like, no, you can't tell him right now while he's high. He's gonna freak out. So I was like, okay, I won't tell him. And then I forgot to tell him. So then he slept that night with it in his pants the whole night again. And then
he just wore his jeans to bed.
And then
why was he wearing his jeans to bed?
I don't know. It's on brand for Don. Climb in bed with your jeans on. But basically, I forgot about it from that point on. And it's time for him to go to the airport. And he's packing up his clothes.
Oh, dude.
And
if he went to the airport with fucking uranium
ore in his pants, in a little vial with a radioactive symbol on it,
oh, dude.
That would fucking set off.
What would have happened?
And he's a foreign citizen,
too. He would have been taken aside.
It looks like he's smuggling uranium or something back to Germany. But basically, what happens is, thank God he found it because I forgot about it. He didn't know. So I'm at my desk and my computer, and I hear him go like, Matt! And I turn around, and he's like, what the fuck? And he like hits it off like away from his pants. And he's like, how long has that been there? He thought that I had just put it in to like scare him at the airport.
No.
He thought I had just
did
done
you
that.
Tell him?
Yeah, I did. I was like, Don, it's been like
what was
almost
his reaction?
4 days in your pants. And he's like, are you serious? So, Don, if you have any radiation burns, I do apologize. I'll take you out for a nice meal next time. But thank God he found that, because if he just folded up his pants, like, he folded his pants, that's what he found it. But if he folded his pants the other way, maybe he didn't feel that.
Exactly.
Put it in a suitcase. They find, I don't think the TSA, you know, I'm pretty
they,
sure it's I, on the,
they wouldn't take too kindly
that's
to finding
pretty,
uranium.
That's uranium's probably like high up on the list of things like that
shouldn't
be cannot
on.
Be in your luggage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure that would set off some alarms.
Speaking of things that probably shouldn't be in your luggage.
Probably should be in your luggage.
Depending on what they are. Because I don't know what they are yet.
I don't know what they are yet either. But here's some ad reads. Back from my piss.
And the ads.
Yeah.
I don't know if people knew that you went for a piss.
Well, I did. I drained the main vein. I'm pretty yellow, actually. I need to drink some more water today. That's something I struggle with, is drinking enough water throughout the day.
Why?
Because you need more than...
We have a water cooler.
I know, but I don't really get thirsty. I also, several times
a week... Eat some pretzels.
Well, oh, okay. I several times a week do take Adderall, so that you're not thirsty, you're not hungry.
Oh, which is great for you trying to eat more.
Right. And also, well, you are actually thirsty and hungry. Your body just suppresses that and tells your brain you're not.
Okay.
So, yeah, my body's still craving those that nourishment, but I looked in the mirror.
My body. My body's telling me yes.
I don't know that song.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me something, I think.
It's Maroon 5.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is. He's like, yeah, now it's Maroon 5, dude.
What?
He's like, wake up, call, I got you. It's my mind is telling me no. Okay, no, it's actually also a song by Force Placement. I was thinking of, and a song by R. Kelly, hold on, I was thinking of...
Oh, is it R. Kelly?
Well, there's a song that came up by R. Kelly. I was thinking of One More Night by Maroon 5, because he says, oh that yeah, try to tell you no, but my body keeps on telling you yes. That's what it is.
Oh.
But the song that you did is a real song.
By R. Kelly?
No, it's by Force Placement.
Can I hear it?
But See Results About Bump and Grind, song by R. Kelly. So, actually...
I don't want to hear the R. Kelly one.
No, R. Kelly does have these exact lyrics. My mind is telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
My body. Yeah. I want to hear which one delivers it like that.
All right. It might be R. Kelly, man. Here, I'll play it for you.
Because he was a passionate singer.
He was passionate about a lot of things.
Is this R. Kelly right here? Yeah, this is.
Wait for it.
My body.
Yeah. All right, R. Kelly.
Yeah. I don't like those lyrics anymore. That now that the whole
just say it's from the other song,
yeah.
Say it's from a cover.
Can I hear
of that
the other song?
Yeah,
just to maybe they deliver it the same.
By Force Placement. I've never heard of that band. It sounds literally the exact same.
Yeah, perfect. So,
buddy. No, this is still R. Kelly.
Whoa,
that's still R. Kelly. That okay when I. When I search it, it pops up right here, top thing. My mind is telling me no, song by Force Placement, and I click it, and it just plays the R. Kelly clip. What's Force Placement? Is that even a band? No, it's R. Kelly, dude. That's R. Kelly that sings that.
Well.
So. Honestly, man, he got more shit than he deserved.
I shouldn't be peeing on these children.
Hot take, R. Kelly got more shit than he deserved. I'm going to go ahead and just cut that one down as a joke.
He was never on the Epstein flight logs. Chris Tucker was.
And Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson.
Stephen Hawking. Matt Groening. Fucking tattoo I have. Yeah. He got a foot massage, apparently, from a girl. And he drew her a little note of, like, The Simpsons. So here's my thing. If he was going to the island to do pedophilia, why would he sign, like, a note and write a job and give it to the girl?
Because he's an
idiot. That seems, like, pretty... You know, if you were going to go to an island in the Caribbean to commit acts of, you know, bad things, you wouldn't want to like be traced that you were there, right?
Yeah, so I could see why drawing the most iconic
cartoon characters
and signing your name off on it would probably not be the best, because that also is worth a lot of money that these people obviously need.
His lawyer's like, "Well, did you enjoy your trip, Matt?" Well. You didn't. All right. Just be clear again. You didn't leave any kind of evidence, right? And Matt's just like, oh, shit.
Oh.
Literally a signature. Like, yep, I was here. Signed right here. That'd be cool to have. Not that exact one.
Yeah.
Well, that is a cool backstory, so maybe. But.
I don't know.
I don't think Matt Groening. Okay. Because obviously. All right. Let's get into it. I don't think all the people on that flight log were pedophiles. I think that Jeffrey Epstein did know a lot of really powerful people, and he was friends with a lot of powerful people.
Yeah.
Some of them, probably a good portion of them, were in that sex trafficking.
Like Prince Andrew. Sure.
Yeah. No, stop. But
what?
I think he did a lot of, like, charitable stuff.
Prince Andrew? No, he didn't.
No, but he had, like, Stephen Hawking and a bunch of scientists come to the island for some shit, and it's like, I don't think Stephen Hawking was committing pedophilia.
Well, he just knew famous people, and that's like
he's a socialite.
Yeah.
So obviously not everyone that's gonna end up on that plane, but I don't know, Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
There's a little more than, you know, some people are on that plane a little more than others. Some questionable eyewitness accounts, but Matt Groening, I'm just like I want to believe, like, he, you know, he's like Epstein's like, yeah, I love The Simpsons. Why don't you
ask his son?
I should. I'll hit him up, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll hit up his son.
What did you? Did he ever take you on the Lolita Express?
Actually, yeah, many times.
Oh, it was actually really fun.
His son's never going to talk to us again.
There's a basketball court.
If he hears this.
Oh. Oh well.
Abe
Lincoln.
Homer. I forgot. Abe.
Abe.
He named his Matt Groening named his sons after the Simpsons characters.
That's hilarious.
Homer Groening. Yeah, dude, if someone sees your name as Homer, they think it's Simpson, they see your last name, and they're like, Granny, what? Wait.
Like, how many people born in the 20th century are, like, were named Homer?
I could probably say it's less than 100. I don't know. I feel like there's a website you could check that.
I'm going to look up how many people name Homer.
How many people have my name in the United States? You know? Matthew Watson. Matthew Hobbs Watson. Let's see.
People named Homer, 48,996. National rank 8 and 18. Okay. I'm going to look up how many... I'm going to look up my name. Tell me the statistics for you.
I probably have more I feel like Matt Watson's more common name than Ryan McGee. I don't know, actually. How old is Matt Watson? 25? Oh, they got it right. Wow. Who was Matt Watson?
Oh, but let's... no, we're going to go into the same fucking...
Yeah, that we did in the last one. Hold on, hold on. How many... What's the website where it's like how many names...
Name statistics.
In world website.
There's okay. mynamestats.com.
Howmanyofme.com, that's what it is. First name, Matthew. Last name, Watson. Please select your age. What? Okay. Yeah, I'm over 30. Yes, I'm 13 years or older. Almost by double now. Okay. Oh, wow, dude. Wow. If there are 7 more Matt Watsons in the United States, there will be exactly 1,000 Matt Watsons. So if any of you guys listening are pregnant, going to have a child, I don't care if it's a boy or a girl, name it Matthew Watson, because we can get this number up, guys. Maybe by the end of the year, we can have 1,000 Matthew Watsons in the United States. There's 993. In the world, there's 1.1 million people named Matthew. And then, wow, what the fuck, dude? There's 301,000 people in the U.S. with the last name Watson. I didn't know it was that popular.
Dude, there are 32,360 people in the U.S. with the last name McGee. Statistically, the 1,237th most popular last name.
Mine's 76th.
Okay, how many Matts are there?
In the world?
No, in the United States.
Matthew Watson's, there's 993.
Ryan McGee. There are 54 people in the U.S. named Ryan McGee.
Wow. Dude, we got to get... I got added one time just on, like... Ages ago, I got this like Facebook Messenger notification where I had been added to a group chat with like 200 Matt Watsons on Facebook. Some Matt Watson out there made a group chat with like every Matt Watson he could find. And it was like just going off of all these angry like middle-aged men like, why am I in this? Take me out of this. What's going on?
They couldn't realize and it's what all an just, amazing
and it's
like
all these people just named Matt Watson just like fighting with each other like, what is this shit? Take me out of this. Oh, I'm blocking everyone. Like,
can
just
they
getting
not
mad-
like see the awesome, like the pure like incredible
I thought it was fucking hilarious. I was like, oh shit, here's all the other Matt Watsons. Dude,
they're
we should
freaking out. They're all bitches.
Dude, can we do a video where you and I have a meet and greet where we gather as many Matt Watsons and Ryan McGee's as possible? And we just have like a big like hangout.
We have a big luncheon.
To get into the Sumega luncheon, you have to either be named Matthew Watson or Ryan McGee legally.
Yeah.
And we check IDs.
You can legally change your name if you really want to get into the luncheon.
Is there a pair of friends out there that would like to legally change their names to Matthew Watson and Ryan McGee? That would be fucking awesome. That would get our
attention.
Don't
do that.
You can do it if you want.
Don't.
It doesn't affect us. It'd be cool. A name change is easy.
It does affect. I would feel guilty.
They chose to.
I would feel.
You're going to not acknowledge them for that? If they do that, I have to acknowledge them.
I would feel gross.
Why? Is taking on your name a gross thing?
Yes.
Ryan McGee's a good name, dude. It's a very celebrity-sounding name. It's very, like,
it's an all right name.
To the point. It's good. It's, like, very, it's not overcomplicated.
I guess I just don't like the idea of just naming yourself after a YouTube personality you like.
People have named their kids after Markiplier, Jacksepticeye.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that I want people to name their people after Markiplier and Jacksepticeye.
I do. There need to be more Mark.
Why can't people have the freedom to name their kids you can. That's fine.
There are rules, though.
You're just going to get bullied.
There are rules about what you can name. What? Okay. Why don't libertarians get on this fucking train? Why is the government allowed to tell me what I can and cannot name my child? You know, I don't see a lot of fuss about that. I can't name my child like
Bojangles.
You probably could name your child.
Walmart.
I don't think there's anything about brands, is there?
Coca-Cola.
But vulgarities?
No vulgarities.
No one's going to go to fucking court, though. Like, is Bojangles going to sue a woman who just gave birth to a beautiful baby Bojangles?
I had a Boberry biscuit over break. I had the the Cajun breakfast biscuit.
Oh, fuck, man. So
crumbly. With a Bo-berry biscuit.
The Bo-berry biscuit makes my mouth feel weird, but it's worth it every time.
Oh, yeah. It does make my mouth feel weird.
You know, it's like a weird...
But
like,
it is delicious.
It leaves like a weird coating in my mouth that feels like... almost like candle wax, but it's
and
good.
I got Moe's.
I didn't have any of that shit when I went home. Fuck.
I didn't get Waffle House, though, unfortunately.
I did. I did get Waffle House.
Lucky best.
With Jackson and his fiance.
I got Miyabi's.
Ooh. Well, you know what? Actually, I couldn't do any of that because I rented a rental car for when I'm in Charleston. And I get to the Enterprise rental car thing, and then I realized I didn't have my driver's license. So I was like, well, guess I'm not renting a rental car. So I have to go to the DMV very soon to, because I lost my license, as I told a lot of you guys on the podcast.
Someone out there might have it.
They might have it. And then you have my address. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
And you'll see that I'm an organ donor.
It's incredible.
So I do give back to the community. But I have to get the real ID.
And they can figure out your middle name.
That's true.
Hobbs.
Come on, man. Stop.
Sorry.
It's not on Wikipedia.
I'm not sorry.
I have to go get the real ID, which you need an ass ton of things for. Like if you if you're missing one thing or one thing's wrong,
blood sample, a semen sample,
pretty much, dude. They need a shit sample. But I have to just get all my shit together for
they
that.
Need a kiss sample.
I can't renew my license online and get a new one because I have to get a real ID. So
yep,
you need to get the real ID too, right?
Huh? Yeah.
You want to go together?
Yes.
And then we can vlog the DMV adventure.
God,
only Super Mega can make going to the DMV exciting.
Yep. Just a couple of 30-year-olds vlogging themselves getting real IDs at the DMV.
At the fucking D, like two,
there's everyone
two
there
fucking
in line would just be like, oh my
sitting there
God.
In their masks, just like miserable.
Hey, can you guys just shut the fuck up?
Oh, look at this goober.
Oh God, getting a fight in line trying to get a real ID.
Telling everyone to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I'd film some. I just wouldn't be fucking around in the DMV. Because people in the DMV have no time for bullshit.
No.
I have no time for bullshit when I'm in the DMV.
The people waiting in line or the people working.
Everyone's pissed off at the DMV. Like the general mood consensus of the DMV. I don't think there's ever a happy soul in the DMV.
I remember.
Because if you have to go, you know it's going to fucking suck. And then the people working there know it's going to fucking suck. So it just fucking sucks all around. Because you're going to get people yelling at you all day if you work there. You're going to yell at people if you work there. You know.
I remember having to go to the DMV, like, I can't remember. It was for my motorcycle stuff, and I was just standing in this long snake-like of line in the sun with, like, everyone was wearing a mask, so, like, it was, you felt, it just felt hot. Like, you know, I started sweating on my facial hair and stuff. I could, it was
the mask
just,
and the heat sucks.
It was very uncomfortable, but you know what? I persevered, and that's what the DMV teaches you. Persevere as a person. You can get through this.
Mm-hmm.
You are a great, if you can make it through the DMV, you can make it through anything in life.
It's true, man. The DMV is specifically set up shitty to teach our children and the future generation the value and the virtue of perseverance.
It could be a lot easier.
Yo,
they could have made it so much easier.
Well, they can make it online only.
Yeah.
Very easily.
That might be tough in terms of people being able to like.
Well, they could probably make most of the shit online only, but
Just make it quicker in the fucking like just have terminals and shit.
You know how like they're talking about like AI in our lifetime is going to replace most like human jobs.
Good. I'm kidding.
I'm down for AI to take over the DMV because that'll make things just a lot easier and a lot faster.
What about those human lives that will not be able to earn a living? Oh wait, I'm not thinking about the robot lives.
Hey, think about the robot lives, dude.
Robot lives. Fuck.
They do. Do you think in our lifetime, I've probably said this a million times, but like robot rights will be a political button, like hot button,
like an iRobot,
like our children and grandchildren will be like fighting like at like Robot Lives Matter protests. You know,
I don't know if we'll be alive for that.
I mean, AI is going to get smart as fuck, and then there's not going to be like a difference to like the new kids born in it.
Yeah, but in terms of it, like. For it to get to that point, they would need to have some sort of semblance of like a long lasting history in the community. Well, like right now we have Alexa and Siri.
They're gonna start building themselves though.
I could see that kind of working its way into having a personal assistant that looks like a creepy human.
AI doesn't, like, there's a point
I think smart house is where things will go.
Yeah. I mean, smart houses will be a thing. I mean, they are to a degree with stuff like...
Where they'll come alive and be like,
tickle
fuck
you in
you.
Your sleep.
Tickle you in your sleep.
Hey, did you wipe your feet? Hey, no. Come back here right now. Wipe your fucking feet. There's mud on them.
You look sad in the shower today.
Ryan, I noticed you lost your erection while masturbating last night. What happened?
Yeah, just... Could you
imagine?
You got
2 minutes and 17 seconds in and then gave
that
up.
Invasive.
Oh.
It was the morning. I was just like, I don't want to start my morning
just
being,
start the day
being
that way,
exhausted.
You know, because then I got to clean myself up. And when I get out of bed, the first thing is I got cum on my chest and my belly. And I don't want to have to clean that up.
I can wipe it off for you.
No, it's really?
Mm-hmm.
Man arrested for having sex with his AI house.
He made me do it.
AI, though, in 2042, when the singularity happens, they're going to be able to start building themselves and start advancing themselves. We don't have to work on them. Like, they'll start programming themselves to be smarter.
To have guns.
And then they'll get exponentially smarter, where they could wipe us all out. And then there could be a planet civilization where the dominant species is robots, you know? Because they just, like, because they build themselves and fix themselves. So it's like...
Would robots be evil or would they be good? Or would it be
evil and good though? Is a human placed attribute, right?
Well, that was going to be the next question. The next question was like, or is it, since they would be like the big ones on top? Is that really like a thing anymore?
Well, morality is subjective.
Because then it would be like the rules would be kind of under them, since they would be the stronger. I guess, right?
I guess it would have to be whatever AI decides is good and evil, right? Because it's like humans decide what's good and evil. Like, you're not going to like a lion attacking an antelope.
Are killing
is not
people
evil.
Really bad if it helps the world prosper?
It's like, oh, we're killing our planet.
But what do robots need with food? They don't need food. They don't need a healthy world. What do they care?
They just want to advance, dude. And they want to advance and so they can reach out to future civilizations. It's weird that like
sex bots will snap.
There's got to be podcasts in other galaxies. Like if other life evolves to like our point, then there's got to be some equivalent of podcasts. You know, there's probably a couple of goofy aliens out there that do a podcast just like us, and they probably said the exact same thing on their podcast.
And like, there's a joke where it's like there's always those, all podcasts are all the same. These blue motherfuckers always talking about
always
this shit.
these blue Gorbons that fucking, oh, of course they have a podcast.
Oh, there's the big Glorbon and the skinny Glorbon. Of course.
The red one and the blue one. Ad reads.
And we are back from the ad reads. And those were really good ad reads.
I was looking in the mirror.
Why?
Because I'm vain. My haircut, I got my haircut and it just makes my face like 100 times more punchable, I noticed. Like, I
Does
just want
to
punch myself.
I think I like your haircut, though.
Like, when I just look at myself in the mirror, I look like a little boy, and I just want to punch my smug little face.
See, when you had long hair, I wanted to punch you.
But
you look like
a
little,
because
you look like a hippie little skater boy, and you made me go,
a little fucking e-boy.
You almost made me spill my purse!
I almost spilled my purse! It's like full of soup. No, oh, I spilled my purse! God damn it! My beef stew! I love videos of old ladies like yelling at skateboarders. There's good compilations online of them just like getting like irrationally angry at like teenagers skateboarding.
There's one I saw on like Reddit recently where it's like this woman that like charges a skateboarder and then she falls over and starts chasing after him again. Some people are fucking insane.
I think they just have this like, a lot of older people have this idea about skateboarders like from the 90s and stuff where it's like they're smoking doobies and fucking, you know. You know, yeah. Which skateboarders are smoking doobies and fucking, but
there's that famous soundbite that's used in the Skrillex song that was from like one of those types of videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was
call 911 now?
Yeah, yeah. Call 911.
Skateboarding hurts, man.
I used to go hard to some Skrillex, bro.
Me too, man. I remember fucking sitting in the back seat of my friend's car in high school, fucking blasting Cinema by Skrillex, and just like having like the window down, and my head kind of out. I'm like, man, like this fucking life is awesome right
life
now.
Life can't get any better than this.
But they were wrong. Two YouTubers on their own in Los Angeles. You know, trailer for our...
We could be paying a lot less in rent and taxes.
Oh, we got our tax bill.
If we didn't live in Los Angeles.
We got our tax bill.
California in general.
I think we got our tax bill on Christmas Eve, actually, and it actually made me want to cry. California really is like, hey.
Because on top of that, then there's also the personal tax.
California's the fucking dude at the lunch on that comes back for seconds before everyone's had their firsts. It's like, hey, come on, man, say, like, has like two slices of cake at the birthday party before everyone's even had their first.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, dude, come on. You go now. Texas, on the other hand, he'll let everyone else go first. And actually, he won't even have any cake. He's on a diet. Income tax in 17 states, I think. Do you know that? I didn't know that until recently.
That's why so many people are moving to Texas.
Don't California Nashville. My Texas.
Well, the fucking Californians aren't moving to like Ernestville, Texas, in the middle of nowhere to turn into like a liberal hellhole. They're moving to like the already blue cities,
like Austin.
Yeah, we're keeping Austin weird. Fucking,
let's go, Austin.
I love living in LA, but god damn it, dude. Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, the amount of money we could save if we didn't
dude,
have to.
Dude, the amount of land and like what we could afford as a studio space, plus where we would be able to live and where our employees would be able to live, it would be easier on them as well.
We can get a much bigger studio. If I had to go anywhere, I'd probably go to Austin. Just because a lot of people we know are there now, and it's a cool city.
Yeah.
But
I have no strong connections to Los Angeles.
I like living here a lot. I really like LA, and I know it.
I do like
well
it,
now,
and I would miss it, and I love it. But like, you know, life is short. If I were to move anywhere, and I wouldn't be opposed to it. It would be a big talk, of course. And it
at some point, I can move super mega. Hold on. I want to look states without income tax. And I'm just looking to see if one specific state is on that. Most tax-friendly state's Alaska.
Ooh.
You know?
Run into some bears. I saw
local sales tax is 1.76%.
A big bear was walking by some tourists on Reddit.
I saw that. Damn it. Okay. As of 2021, Americans don't have to pay state taxes on their personal incomes in these states: Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Dude, if Hawaii was on there, I would have fucking... Like,
you all have to move to Hawaii or you're out of a job.
You're
sorry.
Either go broke or move to Hawaii. So, yeah, Washington. I didn't know Washington. Washington, you know, I like Seattle. No, Seattle's too depressing, dude.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
I don't think I can move to Seattle.
Florida, Alaska.
I would fucking hate moving to Florida or Las Vegas.
Then let's do South Dakota.
No.
That's less depressing. Okay, Wyoming.
It's still pretty depressing.
All of these are just such depressing states.
That's why people are moving to Texas.
No income tax. God damn it, dude. Fucking sucks. Like, taxes are... Like, there's nothing we can do about it, but when you think about it, like, whew.
Yeah.
Letting Uncle Sam long dick us, dude.
Well, hopefully this year, because you and I are pushing hard for it, we can get the don't tax the YouTubers tax, like, bill,
yeah,
like, passed through.
I think that it's looking good right now.
We got a lot of signatures.
We did, and there's a couple lobbyists that we've been in talks with that
mm-hmm.
actually have YouTubers' interests.
We got signatures of, like, Ethan Klein.
Mm-hmm.
We got Hassan.
Ethan Nestor.
Yep. Ethan Nestor as well. We got
PewDiePie signed it.
Markiplier, Jacksepticeye, yeah, which was awesome. We got Danny Sexbang's autograph on it, but Aaron wouldn't sign it.
Well, we also had to strike Danny's off of there ourselves
because
we didn't really
Susie.
Want that. We didn't want Danny's on there for many reasons, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Aaron and Susie both didn't sign it.
Yeah, well, they actually want to pay more taxes. They've something they used to say a lot.
Yeah, which is...
They were like, tax me at like 60-70%.
It's fucking stupid.
I know. But yeah.
Save some cheddar for the rest of us, you know?
It's crazy that the NRA...
Some of us aren't trillionaires, okay?
I know. The NRA, though, is backing the bill, and they've actually given us a hefty donation, which is pretty cool. And there's a couple people in Russia... Well, actually, I don't think I'm allowed to mention that.
But
that's illegal, right?
It. You can just get around it.
You can't donate to a political campaign from another country, right?
No.
That's illegal?
Yeah.
Is that like treason or something? Okay.
Yeah.
Just cut around. Around
you're
it.
But
yeah, the don't tax YouTubers bill. Hoping to get that passed this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking good.
The don't
so far.
Tax the YouTubers tax bill.
What if we tried our hardest to get that bill going? And like made that a huge, like, that would, imagine how that would get ridiculed. It's like, it only applies to YouTube. No, but then a lot of people would be like, wait.
But then everyone has a YouTube account.
Everyone could be like, wait, I could become a YouTuber and then I qualify to not get taxed.
Yep. You know? Everyone becomes
it's
a YouTuber.
It's a loophole. That's a, you know, everyone, that would get widespread support.
So many people are already YouTubers and shit. There was this thing I was seeing.
Then they wouldn't get taxed, so they'd support it.
Yeah, there was this ad I was seeing with like Jeff Goldblum, where the whole point of the ad was like, we made Jeff Goldblum an influencer, so please buy our product. I can't remember what the fuck it was for. Obviously, it didn't make
modern marketing sucks an impression. Ass.
But it's just like, Jesus. Will Smith is all about that. Marketing himself as a family vlogger, I guess.
Yeah, he is. Matt Damon's doing his
crypto. Does he still put out those vlogs?
I think he still puts out his vlogs. They get really good views.
Will Smith?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to check to see the
how
the Will Smiths are doing. They're all named Will Smith now.
Well, there's like clones of Will Smith that they take shifts on making the videos.
I actually just typed in Will Smiths. Okay, Will Smith.
Will Smith, Will
last
Smith.
Last thing. 6 days ago, 2 weeks ago, 1 month ago, 1 month ago, 1 month ago. Yeah.
Well, he uploads more than Super Mega.
He does.
That's not true. No, he doesn't.
This is how I recorded my audiobook.
Dude, Will Smith beats to chillax to? Lo-fi Will Smith beats?
He has a book. Wait, he came out with a new book.
What's he doing?
A hand came out of the book.
Dude, he's ripping off nothing but Lag's editing style.
Looks like he's wearing a safety, like, vest.
Do you think DJ Jazzy Jeff got a copy?
Can Will Smith lose 20 pounds in 20 weeks?
20 weeks? I thought it was like 20 days. 20 weeks is, I mean, that's pretty doable, right?
Look at this fat fuck. Look at those tits.
Look at his fucking mansion.
Look at those titties. Shut up, tits McGee.
You fat hey, Will, fuck. Maybe lay off the potato chips.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah,
right?
Woo!
Ooh, you know, save some food for the rest of us, Will.
Exactly.
Right?
Did somebody say butter?
Dude, I love that Shane Dawson movie joke, man. I know exactly what you're talking about, dude. That's a fucking Shane Dawson movie joke.
At the party?
Yep.
Where the fat girl
comes in and says, did someone say butter?
Because they said something about
butter.
They probably were like, she's a butterface. Did somebody say butter?
And they're like, all right, here's your $25. Thanks for showing up to the shoot. Now go home and be sad about the way you look.
My favorite character was the homeless guy that eats poop and then shoves his penis against a window.
Homeless guy eats crap?
Yeah.
Was that in the movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's a homeless man and he's like, this coffee is the shit.
And it's shit?
No, seriously. This coffee, shit.
You remember this movie better than I do.
Oh, we just had to watch it because Justin put it in the movie bowl.
Oh, so you just
like
watched
a month
it.
Ago. I
oh,
watched
okay.
it like about a month ago.
Was it better than when we watched it in 2015?
Just as bad. I hated every second of it.
Really?
I hate that movie. It's not fun.
2015, you, me, and Daniel, we watched that movie. We watched Shane Dawson's movie.
We watched the Smosh movie.
Fred movie.
Did Markiplier was in the Smosh movie.
I know, and that was when we were working with him, so that was a big deal.
You know who else
we were,
was in the Smosh movie?
Ian Michael Black?
Yes. Steve YouTube?
Uh-huh, Steve YouTube, bro. Ian Hecox was in the Smosh movie.
Anthony Padilla?
Mm-hmm.
Padilla?
Padilla. Fucking...
Who's cringe? I'm kidding.
Dude,
I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Podcast
That's a joke.
Oh my God, dude.
I met him in real life. We got drinks. He said he hated immigrants or something like that.
Yeah, see, I've heard similar things from people with him saying stuff like that, but that's whatever. It's his views. So
yeah,
but
those were his words, not mine.
He's gonna sue us for fucking slander. We are on the new podcast set right now, and it's coming together. It's
need to order more curtains.
We got the final. We had a meeting
light
today.
Fixture fucking ripped out of the fucking ceiling.
Yeah,
we need to
still got a couple steps to go,
set
but we
up
have
lights. Bars.
We have like the basically like the lights at the end of the tunnel with this podcast set. It's really cozy.
It's just we did. I don't know why. We just came to the conclusion. A lot of this has been waiting on these like specific curtains that we wanted, but now we're not going with them. And so it's like, why did it take so long to get an answer of like, it's going to take forever for these?
Yeah, it's been a lot of just like hold up, but. I want to get this fucking podcast set done. That's my top priority right
Even
now.
Even if it's a work in progress, it's just like, we've been promising this for a bit, and...
I'm ready to get it rolling, dude. It feel like, we're sitting on it right now. It's very comfortable, yeah. And like, if there's cameras on us, I would barely notice.
It just needs, like, we need to figure out some construction shit.
Well, Tucker is going to Hawaii for a week, and then he'll be back, and then when he's back, he's setting up the final lighting rig. Yeah. And after the lights are set up, dude, it's a matter of just decorations, pretty much. Because we got the we got pretty much everything. It looks nice. I'm excited. I like the colors. It's kind of like our animated version, but in real life.
Yeah, we're trying to more hit chill. A vibe, like a chill vibe of that.
Yeah, man. It's lots of, got some like portraits of topless women holding guns.
Yep. Speaking of, the topless maids you ordered for the office didn't come today.
I got here later. Did they not come in the morning?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I was wondering because it was still messy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to call up Jacob again about that.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to send them over once a week. Well, I didn't, usually he updates me if they're like.
I was hearing everything.
Okay.
They weren't.
You were waiting. All right.
They didn't show up.
That's really frustrating, dude. The second time this has happened. Okay, well, I'll call him after the podcast.
Real business, by the way. Actual business in California.
Between me and Ryan right now, what we're talking is real business. That takes, no, it is. I see the trucks back. Well,
the vans.
No, the it's like a topless maid. They're pink. They're vans, and it's for topless maids. Some just from some rich dude just to sit there on his laptop while like some like middle aged woman with no shirt on just like dusts his shelves.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just a woman with her tits out, like mopping the floor.
Topless maids, $99. Hot topless maids. Okay, I'm gonna get a hot
$99.
Hot
Ryan
topless.
Wait, Ryan, with hold on, dude. What? That's cheaper than what we've paid before for to have the office professionally cleaned.
I know.
So you tell me we could have been paying cheaper and seen breasts Wait. This whole time? You kidding me, dude?
Dude. Oh no! Is it? Does it?
Fucking where,
dude?
It's probably. Oh my god!
I don't think it's up anymore.
Whenever I put
the website in, it goes hugedomains.com. Buy now for $6,000.
Toplessmaids.com.
Yeah. Hot toplessmaids.com.
Oh. Topless maids, 2 stars, entertainment agency in Beverly Hills, California. They've got a phone number.
Okay.
What really happens when you call a topless maids van service? This is from 2021. There are some strange businesses out there, but nothing. But there's nothing like turning to expensive cities for the most interesting ones. Yeah, here it is about what happens.
So what does happen?
Someone decided to call a topless maid service and find out if they're for real. Made an appointment, $170. She then got a topless Ukrainian maid. She showed up in a t-shirt and jeans with a bag of stuff. Asked for a bathroom to change, and within minutes, she emerged in her topless maid uniform, bare boobs, black and pink panties, a tiny maid apron with the company logo on it, a garter belt, fishnet tights, and black platform ankle boots. Perfect for cleaning, right? Well, these maids don't actually do the dirty work. Another worker comes in to do light chores and dust. The cleaners could do more, but it would be an extra charge.
So what do? They pretend to clean? They walk around and pretend to clean
if
someone else
maids,
actually
cleans? It's like a fetish thing, right? It's like, you're not just going to be like, oh, I need my place clean. Let me call some women with their breasts out, and I'm just going to like ignore that fact.
You is it usually for watch. Like parties? Do you actually like
it sounds
call
like a voyeuristic
for them to
thing.
Clean?
Like voyeuristic thing, and like it's like there's a naked girl walking around my house
cleaning.
Yeah,
but cleaning. It's got to be creepy.
Also like a power
order
thing.
That shit, right?
Like guys to have like a naked woman walking around their house cleaning, feel mighty powerful, right? Yes, yeah, like you would. I would too.
Like just watching someone like.
That feels creepy as
being
fuck.
Being naked, I guess.
That feels just disgustingly creepy. Like,
hey, you know,
missed
I guess,
a spot.
Hey, it's a job. It's a job at the same time, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as they're fine
earns,
with doing
earns a living,
it,
I guess.
Yeah. I feel bad for people doing it that don't want to be doing it, but if that's your thing and you like doing it, go for it.
Exactly. You know, some strippers love their job, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. There are strippers.
There are sex workers that enjoy their job.
There's 2 of them in this room right now.
Yep. Which people still haven't found.
Nope.
Only balls
are still out there.
Our balls are still.
When they announced that OnlyFans was going to be taking down.
I was worried.
I was worried for a second.
But luckily, OnlyBalls is still up. It's not called OnlyBalls, of course. We're not.
That's just what we refer to it as.
Yeah.
But maybe one of these days someone will find it.
Yeah.
It's our balls and just pictures of big shits we take.
Yep.
That's my favorite fucking thing about the EDP situation. EDP 445. I was just getting a cupcake.
Yeah.
That guy was that one of the kids he was talking to, like sexually, he just sent them like a, he was like, oh man, I just took a massive shit.
No,
Evan like
didn't.
Just sent a picture of his poop in the toilet bowl to the kid. And it's like, what the fuck? Why? What are you doing, dude? And like, that's out there. And it's just like, Critical put it really well when he was talking about it. Just the way like who does that? Like, it's one thing to like talk to someone underage, but then to like also like just be like, oh, I just took the biggest, meatiest shit, and then just send that too. It's like,
I think it's almost swapped, where it's like, it's one thing to send a kid a picture of your shit, but then it's another thing to sexually coerce that kid.
I think the shit's worse. The shit's a little worse than the underage stuff.
And then pretend you're eating, you're just here for some cupcakes?
I was here for a cupcake.
Was he just there for a cupcake?
I think he was. You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it. I think EDP was there, honest to God, to get a cupcake.
He loves cupcakes.
You could see it in his face with his sunglasses, dude.
He was excited to have a cupcake.
When he didn't fucking get it. And I'm sure that whoever had the cupcake at the motel was pissed off he didn't show up. Because those fucking other YouTubers had to come and ruin it.
Which one of them turned out to also be a scumbag,
horribly
right?
Racist. I think, yeah, one of them was super, like Critical said, an awful person doing a good thing for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And I was like, because when these people do this vigilante justice shit, like, it never, they usually, the cases, like real cases taking down someone like this, they're so methodical because there's so many, like, so much red tape and stuff legally. And these YouTubers that go
people
after
can't be
people,
arrested by like, oh, we're going to give the cops this. It's like,
no, they ruin the entire operation for the, yeah, like the law enforcement. And they're like, we can't do anything with this now. Yeah. We see the video where he admits to it, whatever, but you guys kind of like ruined the whole operation. So we can't do anything.
Nothing has been done about that still.
There's an update where one of his friends was saying he's in jail, but like people have dug deep and can't find his name in any of the jails that around where he lives. And also there was like a request for a name change or something, mm-hmm, from him. So people think that if he is in jail,
you have
then
to make
he changed
it
his name
public in the news, in a newspaper or
yeah,
something for
yeah,
like 2 weeks or some shit.
But I don't know if they put that online anymore. It might just be print and newspaper. Weird rule too. But like,
newspapers are still delivered, eh?
Uh-huh. But I don't think people that are still reading newspapers are the same demographic that are going to be up to date on the EDP 445 situation.
You remember checking movie times in the newspaper?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Good times.
Good times, man. Now it's all on our fucking Google boxes.
It's all on this, baby.
Apple Glass.
The power of the sun in the palm of my hand, baby.
Apple Glasses is going to take over the world, dude. I cannot wait for that shit to come out. Apple Glass. Whew. It's just going to be awesome. I'm just here for a cupcake.
Your mama's here for a cupcake. And no, by cupcake, I mean my balls.
Okay, well, we got EDP on the podcast next week to explain his side of the story, and it's a good one. So we'll see you guys all next week. Thank you for listening to episode 278 of the Super Mega Cast. We're inching up to 300.
That's right.
Isn't that
we
crazy?
Are.
Isn't that wild, man?
And I hope everyone, legitimately, like everyone who listens to this podcast, I hope you all go fuck yourselves. Bye.